Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th segment in Halachos and Ideas of the Pesach Seder. A very fair question that one could ask through many generations of the history of Klal Yisrael is, why exactly are we celebrating the Pesach Seder when we're in exile? True, we're in exile today. But relative to so many other times in our history, we have it pretty well. We all know so many beautiful stories of people in the Holocaust who would do anything they could to make a Pesach Seder and have the matzah on Pesach. Why are they going to that effort? Does it even make any sense? If we're celebrating God's taking us out of Egypt, taking us out of difficult straits, why in the world would we celebrate when we're in difficult straits? There's a number of answers to this question, and I think each answer carries with it another significant perspective on the Seder, on Pesach, and our general relationship with Hashem. I just would like to share with you three ideas. One idea is the most basic. What we're really celebrating when we celebrate the Exodus from Egypt is not merely our liberation from Egyptian slavery and captivity. We're celebrating the fact that we became chosen as God's people, and from the Exodus from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we went on to accept the Torah at Har Sinai. And therefore, even if, heaven forbid, we find ourselves in slavery yet again, it's a wholly different experience because we have a Torah. And so therefore, wherever we are, whatever is going on, we have so much to celebrate Pesach night. One answer. Another answer is a very famous mashal from the Dubna Magid. There was a fellow who once had been a very poor man, and then the day came where he had a financial turnaround. And what he would do is every year on the date of his financial turnaround, he would wear poor man's clothing and have a whole gathering with his family to remind them of how thankful he was that things so dramatically changed for him. Fine. One year, unfortunately, he had a terrible financial collapse, and he really was a poor man. And on that designated day, he got into his extra special poor clothing, I guess, and gathered the family around. And his children asked him, "What are you getting into the poor man's clothing for to remind us of how you used to be poor and now you're wealthy? You are poor. You don't need to wear the poor man's clothing. It's believable without the special clothing." And in the mashal, in the parable, he says to them, "I don't have much money right now, but what you don't know is before my financial collapse, I lent out a large amount of my funds. And therefore, it could be I don't have the money in hand right now, but the money is accounts receivable. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, maybe 10 years from now, I yet again will be a wealthy man." Once we had the Exodus from Egypt, which ultimately led to the Jewish entry into the land of Israel, the temple, etc., so that's always what the Jewish experience is going to go back to. We don't have a temple right now, but it's an account receivable. So that's another way of looking at it, that the Exodus from Egypt put us in a different state, even if we're not always benefiting from it every year that we celebrate Pesach. For the third idea, I'd like to share with you a very interesting medrash. The medrash in Parshas Beshalach is based on the pasuk which says, "Vayasev Elokim es ha'am derech hamidbar yamsuf," that God, Vayasev, led the Jewish people on a circuitous route. The famous idea that they didn't take a straight route out of Egypt, they took a circuitous route out of Egypt. The medrash on that pasuk says, from this we learn that even a poor man in Israel needs to lean at the Seder. So it's a very difficult medrash because he took them on a circuitous route. We need to lean. The medrash seems to be touching on a connection, a play on words. Vayasev is very much like heseba, which means to lean. So Vayasev, he took them on a circuitous route, is related to the word heseba, to lean. But what's the medrash really saying? The Ksav Sofer explains, imagine if you were a Jew at that moment when they went on the circuitous route. You would say to yourself, there's no hope. We don't even know where we're going. This is terrible. We should have never left. And yet, if you just wait a little bit longer, the story makes itself quite clear that things are going to turn out okay for the Jewish people. And one of the greatest miracles in the history of the world is about to happen with the splitting of the sea. when you reflect on the temporary difficulty of the route of the Jews' exodus from Egypt, you realize that no matter how bad things look at any given moment, they can turn around keharef ayin, like the blink of an eye. And therefore, if you reflect on the pasuk of the circuitous route of the Jews out of Egypt, you understand that even a poor man, even someone who's experiencing great difficulty on a given Pesach, still needs to lean, still needs to act like a free man, because it can truly turn around in an instant. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.